You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch the Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link, do
that'll
something.
Do, that'll perfect. Do.
Go.
Okay, vamos, let's go. Hi. Okay, we're doing a fully bilingual Twitch show today.
Okay, only on eltwitch.com.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
My name is Alexis Guerreros. Hi.
Okay, we are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show here on Twitch, okay?
That's right. We also happen to be the gulliest. We also happen to be the most watched on Twitch as well, yo. 250,000. I'm sure we get a plaque or something, you know?
All right, not just plaque in the teeth, all right?
I wish I could get on my own. Okay. Thank you very much.
We don't need you, Twitch, for that.
I tried to frame it and put it on the wall, and let me tell you something, wife wasn't happy about it. I suggest you send me a real plaque.
Okay.
And while you at it, a high school diploma, because I don't think I got one.
All right, we got that taken care of. thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us on Twitch. Sway's great. It's just followed us. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody listening to this podcast. If you are just listening to this podcast, a reminder, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, I promise, 6 p.m. Eastern, we are here on Twitch. So come through. It's always a really, really fun show.
We're just not going to tell you which Eastern. Sometimes we mean like the Eastern part of the Central time zone.
No, you know.
Because Christian, like, let's just do whatever we want on a Wednesday.
Just Middle Eastern. Who knows? I don't know. But thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. Okay. Obviously, there's a lot going on.
Shouts to the Alfonso who just followed us.
Thank you.
Not any old Alfonso.
Okay. Yeah.
Único Alfonso.
Oh, we've been having a great time the last few days. Been doing watch along.
Actually, round of applause for Twitch Sports.
Yes, thank you, Twitch
Sports. Put us on the front page.
Showing us an insane amount of love. And also, as soon as you look, once you're on the front page of Twitch, and then all of a sudden, you got all these eyeballs on you, and people, and then, you know, they start, mouthing off, you know, they come through with, y'all are Yanks. Why should I listen to you on the football takes, you know?
And then, you know what they do? They stuck around and listen. So shouts to you for just being super English, you know what I mean?
Okay, look, we're just trying to get in your good graces, that's all.
Shouts to MDK Reaper.
Reaper for the sub with the sub. Thank you so much.
So you know what that means, right? Yeah. Boom.
We go to Nutmeg Cam. Let's see how he's doing. Look, he is aghast. He is absolutely tired. He's been playing, with other pups, with other doodles all day. So he's a little exhausted. But thank you for the sub. I know people are more interested in Nutmeg. Yes, this is a soccer show, but I mean, really, Nutmeg always steals the show every week.
I've been streaming for quite a while here, and we have yet to mention the word soccer, so other than defending the word itself. So thank you so much, everyone, for being a part of this show. And I think if we're going to have to talk about something soccer-related, there's only one thing to talk about straight away, which is Everton trying their hardest stop a freight train with their chin.
I just want to remind everybody, obviously, if you are if you're in the chat and if you got jokes, you got fun things to say, you're going to get featured. And we got to show love to our boy, Justin Friedberg. We got to feature it because, look, already, it says right there, Nutmeg is all tired from the party at Kyle Walker's house. Already, we got to bring, literally week after week, the callback never ends.
The problem is the party wasn't that fun. It was the the spread, let's say. There was a lot to eat, you know?
Okay, look, and if you know, you know. That's it, all right?
I'm not saying anything else.
We don't
got to
explain the whole thing, all
right? Why I got to go into details for?
Okay.
Who are you, a cop?
Okay, yo, get this lamp out of my face. It's hot. What this interrogate? Anyway,
I want my lawyer. Bing lawyer, real quick.
Yes, let's start with Everton against Manchester City. We'll start in the Premier
League. How do you feel about the result?
The result was expected.
yo, was there any confidence whatsoever that Everton was going to beat Manchester City?
I mean, I think
did you have even a thought
somebody
that it might happen?
The other day, like, what to expect. Look, the fact that that Everton were down 1-0 and then tied it, I was like, what? We went into the second half with hope. That goal from Riyad Mahrez was absolutely spectacular. Look, I mean, it's Manchester City. When's the last time they lost? Like November?
What is it, 16 straight now?
It was like the last time they lost was like November, I think 1982. Okay. I don't remember. It's been a while.
They were in the third division.
they've just never lost a game for over 2 decades. It's pretty crazy.
Grisham was as confident in Everton as Alexis is in David Luiz. Justin Freeberg is 100% right, which means not confident at all. I got to be honest with you. I was shocked at how hard Everton were playing. And this is why, even when it was still down 1-2, and then it goes up to 3-1, there was still that moment where Everton were still running after defenders, weren't giving up. And I think that's all credit due to Carlo Ancelotti. Because, you know, Big Dunk wasn't going to be getting that kind of, you know, motion out of those players,
it's,
you know?
The loss, I think Everton fans expected the loss to Manchester City, did not expect the loss to Fulham. That was the one that was really, really, really bad. Fulham, they played well. And I don't know, Everton just did not show up in that game. So I think it's 5 straight home losses for Everton. Not great. And an Irish girl mentioned, 10 points clear, baby.
You are absolutely right. What is there? I mean, look, there's no question now that unless there's a complete collapse, that this is Manchester City's league. They've already won the league and it's not even March yet.
correct. Yeah, I don't see. I said that they were going to win the league. You did not. You did not think they were. But I did.
I remember. I've been saying it since right after we did the prediction, because I know the prediction. I didn't put them in there. I said right after that. I've been saying they were going to win. Thank you, Prophet Beast, for following. I'm shocked at how much of a difference one player makes. They go and get a defender with a schoolboy haircut, and this is what happens? Arsenal, are you watching?
I love that Dave from Tampa said, Everton showed up like Christian did to this show. Yeah, pretty accurate. That's how it's going. What happened? Chad is asking, what happened to James Rodriguez?
He did come into the game, though.
He did, but and they were people already kind of defending him to some degree because, look, we all know James doesn't play defense. What are you going to do?
Yeah. It's not his thing.
That's not
okay.
That's not why they brought him in. He is not the fastest midfielder in the world, but he's extremely technical on the ball. He can move. He moves the ball forward. He does the thing that I was complaining about with Everton last season, that the midfielders could not move the ball forward. They couldn't get it to their forwards. And he does that. And then people are now complaining like, oh, he's not tracking back or blah, blah, blah. He's not going to do that. That's not his job.
It's not his game. That's not why you brought him
wasn't
in.
Wasn't even on his resume. Wasn't even on his special skills, bro.
No, he actually wrote it and put the word psych after it. You know what I mean? Just to let you know, it's not happening.
You know, I think not having...
Glenster said Arsenal have 2 schoolboys playing for them already with their shirts tucked in and all. I don't think Saka tucks his shirt in. I think I know Tierney does, and now Bellerin does as well. Bellerin, mm-hmm. Fashion forward. He's not letting Tierney show him off.
What about that goal that Bellerin got the other day?
Dude, you get Bellerin an inch. She takes a yard. This guy's incredible.
is that a thing people say? What is that?
That's a thing I say.
Did you just make that up? Because it feels like you had that one, you know, locked and loaded for like 6 or 7 years, bro.
It does sound like dialogue from a movie named Locked and Loaded, written by Guy Ritchie.
Nick Sternipple says, special skills, all gas, no defense. That's right.
Yeah, homie, look, I want James Rodriguez on my team. but I don't want him tracking back. Does that make sense? Like, this isn't what you do. I don't want you getting injured. You're already kind of made out of glass as it is. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I want... Look, he's... You know what's weird is that Everson Thomas has been there. Every time he wins a tackle, I'm like, what? We didn't even pay for this. And he's doing it like he's doing extra credit. Like, this is just the commitment. I love it.
Ooh, thank you.
Literally, just like if he intercepts a pass or just like does anything, even a mild defensive play, I'm like, bravo.
Good effort. Good effort. You know? Shouts to Robert from LA who said, don't worry, Christian. When Moise Keen comes back from his loan, Everton will be a force.
Oh, I love the optimism. It's just so wild.
How did it feel watching, as an Everton fan, watching Moise Keen not just score, hitting the wall, dancing, having a good time?
I mean, he's been, look, he's been thriving at PSG. But then we could also say, doing it, Premier League is following us. That is that the real Premier League? Is that the real Premier League?
I'm going to say yes. I feel... yesterday was Jesus. So, remember when Jesus?
Wow, I did it. Look, it's a step up now.
Now we finally got.
Can we confirm that that's the actual Premier League? Because I'm gonna be losing my mind. We better be quite careful what we say next about how.
Well, yesterday, a guy named Official Roy Keane followed us, and it turns out was not Roy Keane. Was officially not Roy Keane. So come on, Premier League.
All right, Premier League. Please subscribe if you'd like to see. Because
we know you got that money.
I'm not. Okay, this is not the actual Premier League. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
I believe it's not.
Or is it? But they're just trying to lurk.
That's how they get you. That's
because I'd also say, nah, this is not Alexis. All right.
Okay. Okay. So the, so all right.
Imagine this whole podcast was about that guy who named himself Premier League, not the Premier League.
Jacob, Mickler, thank you so much for the follow. We appreciate it.
I think as someone who's a fan of a club that desperately wants to be in the top five, I'll say, just to get into Europe, it is a little disheartening. See, Manchester City now, what, wins 4 out of 5? Right?
You mean their last five?
The last 4 out of 5 Premier Leagues.
Yeah, no, they've won the last 5.
They won the last 4. No, 4, then Liverpool. This would be, right? No, this is 4.
No, they've won. Are you talking about their win streak? Because it's like 16 games.
I'm talking about Premier League championships, trophies.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about just their record. Their
no,
recent
the
record.
Matches. No, they're like 16 matches winning in a row. I think they've won 4 out of the last 5. I read this somewhere. Sir Alex Ferguson won 3 out of 5 during his best stretch. What does this say about Pep Guardiola? Pep Guardiola, we were talking about him getting fired. Premier League just subscribed. Just to you, Premier League.
Oh, that was a gift from Nickster Nipple. Thank you, Nickster Nipple.
Thank you, Nickster Nipple.
Giving back to the Premier League. You know what? They need it because they're absolutely struggling.
No, that's Ligue 1.
John on the bench is 2 out of the last 5. That's Manchester City's record.
No, is it?
Yeah, that sounds about right. The Mountain, thank you so much for the follow.
Who won it? It was Leicester City, Manchester City, Manchester City, Liverpool. Manchester City wins this one. This will be 3 out of 5 then. So, yeah, okay. 2 out of the last 3.
It was Chelsea that won.
I forgot Chelsea. You're right. Yeah. You're 100% right. Yeah. Leicester, Chelsea, Manchester City twice, Liverpool. Okay, so I just forgot the one. All right, so this will be 3 out of 5. And Sir Alex Ferguson, I think, had 3 out of 5. So this matches him with Sir Alex Ferguson's most successful run. And everyone talks about Sir Alex Ferguson like he's the greatest coach, the greatest manager in football history. Does Pep not qualify now for that conversation?
Pep was already in that conversation before he got to the Prem. You don't think so?
Because every time somebody mentioned his name, they said like, yo, he's only one with big money. He's only one with, stacked teams, yada, yada, yada.
And now he's doing it with these upstarts at Manchester City.
But to some degree, he also never had longevity at any club. Right. He was like Mourinho. He'd stay there for 4 years bounce, or a couple years bounce. He's been at Manchester City for a hot minute, and as far as I'm concerned, this seems to me like you know, no, and look, Premier League said Sir Alex Ferguson didn't have a squad worth a billion. While you're right, let's be honest. They were the club everybody wanted to go to during that era. They got to pick whoever they wanted.
But that era's money was also, that was almost a billion. You know what I mean? Like, not the literal.
100 million is a billion. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So he had a lot to work with. He had some of the greatest players in the world.
And also, look at where Manchester City was. I think they were, in 13th place at one point this season? They get one defender. One.
Yeah.
And they haven't lost since 16. And they're 10 points clear. Thank you, MJA, for following. As far as I'm concerned, you have to now consider at the very least, whatever you were holding against Pep, you got to put aside now. Unless you really want him to go to, like, Scunthorpe and win his way to the top.
Prove yourself, sir. Next to the nipple said, Pep has broken the century mark in points. Yeah, you got to give credit where credit is due. I mean, the dude, if there was any question if he was going to be able to do it in the Premier League, I hope he had shut everybody up. You know, Manchester City, if they lose two in a row, like, or even draw two in a row, like, that's a surprise. That's a shock to everyone. I think the main problem, as far as, I guess maybe that comparison to Sir Alex Ferguson, is just that people don't like Manchester City, right? They just don't. They pretty much don't respect the club. They are the smaller club in Manchester, or quote unquote, so because the Manchester United's brand is just so, it's just so global. Even though he's doing well at Manchester City, if he was the manager at Manchester United, forget it. That's it. It would be like Sir Alex would be like, all right, I'm going to give you the sir because I don't really need it anymore. You've earned it. You've won it from me. But Pep is going to build his own legacy. That won't have much to do with Sir Alex Ferguson, but for the time being, Sir Alex Ferguson, like somebody mentioned, that he's royalty and he's going to always be prioritized before, especially a foreigner.
And also, he's from Scotland, which I know is still a part of the UK, but it's not England. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So technically, a foreigner. And look in the history books what England did to Scotland. Okay. If you want to know
all
why.
Right, let's bing it. What did England do to Scotland?
So I just binged how many titles did Sir Alex Ferguson won? And Bing told me it didn't understand what I said. No, it said 13. 13. So, yes, Pep Guardiola has a lot more to go in the Premier League.
Okay.
Jacob, but if we're looking at successful runs, as far as I'm concerned, Pep is now in the conversation or at the very least, you have to now remove some of the things you're holding against him. He's only one with big money. That's true, but it's not like he's been able to spend unlimited money while at Manchester City. They've been docked for doing that. They've been able to, they haven't been able to spend as freely because of financial fair play, which I know that it wouldn't have mattered anyway because the money was different, but Sir Alex Ferguson didn't have to contend with that. You know what I mean? He literally got to sign whoever he wanted because who was going to say no to Manchester United during his run? Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We just want to break up with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right, Gully Squad. The last, during quarantine, Gully Squad has not only become a dope soccer community, but it's becoming a vital space for my emotional well-being.
Okay? Yes, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have anyone to talk to a lot of the time. And also, I would not know what an apple crisp is.
Okay, yeah, there's so much communication and sharing of food. It's I don't really dwell in that channel too much.
No, you're not allowed to. Your girl can see it on your face that you're looking at food.
She goes through my phone not to look for like texts from other girls. She's like
booty pick, booty pick, booty pick sandwich.
Sam, what is this? How dare you betray me like this?
She's messaging me, homewrecker.
But no, Gully Squad is obviously the Cooligans community of people that are fans of soccer, fans of comedy, fans of food, fans of pizza. It's an opportunity to help support the content that we put out, help us put out more content that we can deliver to the masses, and also get some exclusive content for yourself. So there's a bunch of really cool things going on in there. We have an amazing Slack channel that may or may not exist. Who knows?
Hey, even though we just talked about it.
Exactly. But, you know, it's vague. It's very vague. So you can join at any level. You can join. You can give like $5, $10. You can give more. If you give more, there's more perks involved, like, you know, merch and a pin and stickers and different things like that. So it's if you're a fan of soccer, if you're a fan of comedy, we highly recommend you joining. And it definitely helps the show grow so we can do a bunch of other fun things. You know, in 2021, when we can finally travel, we can be able to go do live shows and do live events and do a lot of other things like that. So
plus you get some really exclusive stuff, like when we release the pins, you get a pin for joining.
That's right.
When we release the pop socket, you got a pop socket for joining, stuff like that. So there's a lot of really good exclusive stuff. It's not just being a part of the you know, Slack channel that may or may not exist, but trust me, that's a dope part of it.
Very much so. So go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button now. So there's a great debate. I love the debate in the chat about this. Danger Bus said is arguing Nick's third nipple, and you love Danger Bus and Nick's third the spats that they have,
right? But Pep, two legends in arguing.
Says that Pep has won UCL with the greatest team ever. Ferguson won titles with squads with far inferior to what Pep has had throughout his full career,
but comparable to the rest of the league, though.
Yeah, look, it's difficult to have these
conversations. They're different eras,
yeah,
right?
The era thing, it's just like, you know, if Jordan played in this era, or if whoever played in this era, they wouldn't have... We always have these conversations. We're living in the present. Pep is doing what he's doing right now in the Premier League, that you would have to say that the Premier League is tougher from top to bottom than it was when Sir Alex Ferguson was managing.
Also, because of Sir Alex Ferguson, the Premier League is much more the league of choice for young stars all over the world, right?
Okay.
And it's not to say that they weren't, but there was an era where, you know, a lot of people from around Europe and Middle East and African countries were kind of intimidated by playing in the Premier League because it was considered such a physical league. Because of Sir Alex Ferguson's success, the Premier League is even more a place that you sort of want to cut your teeth in, you know what I mean? As opposed to get them knocked out, like when, you know, Eric Cantona played and stuff like that. So when you look at that and you look at the fact that so many more people want to come in, that means clubs like Arsenal, clubs like Chelsea, clubs like Liverpool are going to get superstars that they weren't able to get before, which during that era, they would have been able to get it. It seems to me like Pep Guardiola has a tougher time managing in this era than Sir Alex Ferguson would have during his. And someone said, you can't say that about Manchester United because a lot of their great players came from their academy. Their core certainly did, right? That was at the group from 92, was a class of 92. Mm-hmm. Massive superstars, right? You've got Neville in there. You've got Beckham in there. A massive superstar. Scholes, I think, came from their academy as well. Giggs came from their academy. I mean, absolute incredible, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe it was Rio Ferdinand. Somebody came from their academy. But the point I'm trying to make is, yes, they built superstars, and I think that that's the way moving forward. Phil Foden came from the academy.
Yeah.
Right? What's his face? Sterling obviously didn't come from the Manchester City academy, but he's an English kid. He's not a superstar from around the world. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at a team that is able to. I mean, Pep Guardiola made Jermaine Delph a Premier League player in a different position better than the position he was in for years.
Jermaine, are you talking about Fabian Delph or
Fabian Delph? Who's Jermaine Delph?
I think you're making Jermaine Defoe and Fabian Delph.
I think I was. It's a great point. Fabian Delph. Actually, yeah, Colo Blanco put Fabian Delph and Danger Bus put what?
Look, all right. Look, that's going to happen from time to time. If you're
Rio Ferdinand came from QPR. I knew one of them. Okay. One of those two guys that keep getting confused. But here's the point. All I'm trying to say is Sir Alex Ferguson is never going to get knocked off the perch as the greatest manager, at least not for a while. Jermaine Delph plays in the Canadian Premier League. Oh, geez, I just spilled water. All right, look.
You deserved it.
Not a lot. All I'm trying to say is people hold against Pep Guardiola the fact that, yeah, he plays with a lot of money, or he went Barca to Bayern to now Manchester City. It's not like he turned any of these clubs around, you know? Well, but he did make them all better. And this season, I think, proves that Pep Guardiola has it in him to assess a club that's doing badly and say, here's what we need to change. The man brought in one defender, and he went from, what, 13th or 14th, whatever crazy position they were in, because I remember at one point Arsenal was above them, to running away with this league.
Yeah. The level of consistency.
Glenster said Jermaine Delph plays in the Burnley squad. Burnley, not Barnsley.
Look, I mean, it's difficult to be dismissive of this level of consistency. Look, I was mentioning it before, like Everton got drawn against Manchester City in FA Cup, and I'm not looking forward to it. All right, we already saw a little preview. I'm hoping the Everton players learn something from this experience, and that they can take into that upcoming match. But I'm not too optimistic. But we'll see.
Okay. I mean, what is it that you think, looking at the disparity in talent, obviously is a big one, but Everton is a better club than they were last year. Looking at the level of talent Everton has, what is it going to take to be able to compete with the clubs like Manchester City on a week-to-week basis? What do you think? Thank you, Formation. That's a big old me on the toilet right there. Everyone's looking at.
What is it going to take? World class.
You could get out of the tables for this conversation.
World class.
What positions? But, like, what is it that you think you're missing? To me, it seems like a defensive midfielder is a big.
No,
I don't think.
No, we have Alan, who right, he came from Napoli. He's a good player, but injured. I think he has a hamstring or an adductor injury or something. Jot on the bench, man. Healthy Alan. That is, that's the addition of Doucouré and Alan there. Is
that enough? You think that's enough?
They're not having really defensive issues per se. They are a pretty good defensive team. They have the occasional match where they give up a few goals, but they have Yerry Mina, Keane, Mason Holgate, Ben Godfrey. They have a strong.
Pull up their lineup. Pull up their lineup for today. Can you do that?
Yes, I can.
Take away Pickford and you're nearly a top four side. Dude, Pickford makes like one bad mistake a match. Is that so bad?
But to guarantee error a match is crazy.
I know. I'm making a joke here. Is that so bad? Just one major mistake every match?
I'm not going to blame Pickford for this loss.
Well, do you have their starters up? I mean, might do a better job.
These are the starters. Mason Holgate, Michael Keane, Yerry Mina. Okay. Ben Godfrey, which is a good.
So
back
look
line.
At Holgate. Holgate, can you do you need better than Holgate?
Look, they just gave Holgate a new contract. He's probably not playing in. He's like a. I don't know if he's a center back or a fullback. It's difficult to say. He kind of plays both pretty well. He's an aggressive defender.
How about this? Because this is in the chat. Everyone is saying that Jacob Mickler's right. If you take away Pickford, they're nearly a top four side. Here's the thing. Let's say Zach Steffen, the backup keeper at Manchester City, becomes the starting keeper for your Everton. With this squad that you just had up, is that enough? You think, Chet, you guys think that's enough for this squad to be, let's just say, get to Europa?
But I don't know, man.
Danger Bus is saying, oh, we'll be trash. Which, as an Arsenal fan, I kind of agree. I feel like Iwobi doesn't do enough to advance the ball. I feel like he's really good one-on-one, but I don't know if that's enough, if that's what
this,
you need.
But look at this formation to begin with. They are playing with Lucas Digne in the midfield when he probably should be playing where Mason Holgate is. There's too many defenders at Everton.
But that's also because you're going against Manchester City.
Well, no, but Ancelotti's trying to. He's done this before, and I think he's trying to cover for not having like not having Alan there. But Digne is not the best. He's a good defender, but not really like a box to box midfield dude that's gonna, you know, take on people.
Thank you, Edward Raven Moon 13, for following. And the first thing Edward Raven Moon said is, "Everton are the worst team in Everton. You never walk alone." All right, shouts to you for coming in with the band.
Danger Bus saying, "Yeah, they set up to play City." Yeah, look, it's but they've done this a couple times before. I have seen this formation.
I don't
before.
Know that I trust Doucouré. All right, for a top tier team, here are the players that I don't think we're going to make it to Europa. Davies, Doucouré, and Iwobi. I think right off the top, those are three that I would change. Pickford also. So that's four. That's four players. Do you think you get enough to replace those? And you know Ancelotti got a list, you know? Ancelotti don't want this same squad. Ancelotti's like, "Look, I'm making the best dinner you got with these ingredients, but I got a list for you to go to the market tomorrow," you know?
Premier League saying, "Tom Davies, he's been unreal for us this season." I wouldn't go that far.
What?
Unreal. That's unreal bad or unreal good? No.
Thank you, Danger Bus. Can we feature this comment? He said, "Good call, Alexis." Can we feature that comment?
Oh, you are. Yeah. Compliments for Alexis. Oh, they earn you a feature. Okay.
Get in there. And my favorite part of this, it now blocks Christian Polanco's name. Thank you, Danger Bus. Sigurdsson, I feel like, is on the way out anyway, right? I mean, has he impressed enough to stay on, you think?
Jacob, wait, hold on. No, he's not. Okay, this has been another issue. When Gylfi and James are on at the same time, that's also not great because they, both of them don't really want to defend. Gylfi, again, you mentioning on their days at their absolute best, they can you know play well, but we do not get their best every week. All right, that's pretty.
If someone could find their day, if someone could just pinpoint that on a
Gylfi,
calendar.
Gylfi in FA Cup against Tottenham, amazing, great passes. He did the job, but not week to week. He is just not the dude. And him and James play too similarly.
Premier League said the same thing. Siggy and James can't play together. And I think that's a huge deal. And I think that's one of the reasons why I think Aubameyang will be better once like a Lacazette leaves, because it'll give Aubameyang an opportunity. I feel like if you're going to play with an Aubameyang in Arsenal, you need, I don't want to use a false nine, but you need if you're not going to play him centrally, you need someone centrally who's going to coast, move around a little bit, and give that opportunity for Aubameyang to cut in. And when I see Sigurdsson and James playing together, I'm like, just you go over there, one of you. You know?
No, they look uncomfortable. And with the way that James plays, this happens a couple times per game where James will get like. He'll either bump into his own player or they'll be too close or they can't decide who's going to get the ball. This happens a couple times per game where I think, you know, Tom Davies is like, should I take the ball from him? Should I just leave him and let him be, you know, the regista here? And I think maybe that's what James needs to be a little bit more. Where the rest of the midfield is like, all right.
He's too much of a defensive liability to have him that far back. To be a regista,
sure,
though.
Sure, I guess the look, the whatever, the chemistry is not there every week.
Let me read you what Danger Bus just said. Both Siggy and James are underperforming. I'm sorry, but the role they have is so free in the team. Bruno at United has a similar role and has done 10 times what they do. The difference between what Bruno does at United and what James and Siggy do at Everton is Bruno basically runs up and kind of plays like a maestro at the top of the key, at the top of the box.
Yeah.
Where James, when he gets in those moments, he can score. And he looks to score and he looks to make a great pass.
Yeah, but he's not.
Where Bruno Fernandes is a bit more of an attacker in that sense. In that moment.
And he's an attacking mid as opposed to James is not. James is a right or like he has a free. He has a lot of free movement, but he's a right.
He's a South American midfielder.
Exactly. A central mid. Maybe you put him on wide or whatever. Like you put him out wide, even though he's not pacey, but he is going to he'll cut inside when necessary. And he does it all the time, right? And you see him,
which Martin Odegaard is the same way.
Yeah.
If you put him wide, he will find a way to cut in. And what I love about that is it disrupts the defense.
Yeah. Dominic Calvert-Lewin injured? Yeah. And you were asking me what do they need? I think they need attacking help up front. I mean, Richarlison is not really a number nine, and with Calvert-Lewin out, that's sort of what he's being asked to play, and there's nobody else. They got rid of Moise Kean, and that was they loaned Moise Kean out for whatever reason, right? He wasn't getting the results needed. At PSG, he's doing perfectly fine, but they ended up loaning him now. But they kept this dude, Cenk Tosun.
Yeah.
Dude is the trash. I mean, trash. Cenk. Okay.
He was good though. What happened? You know.
He was in FIFA 17 for like a little bit.
He had a run though. You gotta give him that. He had a run.
He went to Besiktas, right? And you're right. They brought in King.
Well, they could probably pronounce his name.
They brought in King from Bournemouth.
Josh King, right? They're Josh mentioning King. Him in the chat. Yeah,
he was pretty good with Bournemouth for a while. Look, he hasn't really done much so far.
By the way, speaking of Bournemouth, did you hear? Thierry Henry is not going, dude.
What? Whoa, this is wild.
Chad Bentley said, so trash he'd start for Arsenal. All right, let's not throw Arsenal under the bus. The reason I'm asking, what does it take for Everton? Because from watching the game today and from watching the last few matches, it does seem like they're on the cusp, right? They've got the right management. They've got the right system. They've got the right mind, mindsetting, and their thought process is correct. They've got the right energy, but it seems like they're missing one or two pieces. And yeah, I get that Pickford is making mistakes, but when I'm watching them play, there's just something that they don't have that's not getting them to the next level. When it comes to Arsenal, it's very clear what the issues are. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's very obvious what the pieces that are missing that Mikel Arteta is saying, you know what? This is how I want to play, and these guys ain't doing it. Like, even as good as, like, Xhaka is playing, Xhaka's not going to be long for Arsenal. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's why he's keeping people like David Luiz in, because David Luiz understands the system. He also understands that he goes into a rage every match and gets a red card every four matches. But nonetheless, he understands the system, you know?
He's consistent. That's what he likes about him, okay?
So at the end of the day, when you look at Arsenal, I could sit here and tell you, I know exactly what's wrong with Arsenal, and here's two or three style of players that I think we need, right? And that's why I think hopefully we keep Martin Odegaard. I know Real Madrid is already saying that, no, they want to bring him back, but I mean, you have to say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Although, who is it that basically said David Alaba, right? That said is leaving at the end of the season?
Yeah.
From Bayern? Europe is a weird place, man. That would never happen in the U.S.,
Well, just announcing that I'm...
Just being like, yo, I'm going to leave you. You know what I mean? You can't do that here.
Yeah, we're just going to, you know, be chill these next couple months, you know?
Yeah, like, hey, I don't know if this is okay with you. I'm enjoying Christmas dinner. I just want you to know, at the end of the year, okay, I'm out. Yeah, you kids are on your own. That's not how it works in this country. You hide it. You know, get a burner phone, David Alaba.
Yeah, in this country, you know, dad goes out to get milk at the grocery store and never comes back. He has the decency to do that.
Right?
At least, you know?
Have some respect for your family and lie to them. You know?
Chad Betsy said, yo, how about Leicester being the only club to stay in the top four all season? That's a good point.
Yo, I've been saying, and this is true, I lied about saying Manchester City was going to win the league. I had no idea they'd be this good. I've been saying that Brendan Rodgers is a really fun manager to watch. I love the way his teams play. I also love the fact that they can play that route one in a very good way. It's not like watching, you know, the manager at Newcastle. I can't remember his name right now. It's not like watching that boring, like, there's something about this team where, like, they'll pass you to death, but if you give them an opening, they'll also kick it right over the top and give it to Vardy.
And they beat Liverpool over the weekend. Mm-hmm. We should talk about that match because Leicester, they won 3-1, but really the mistake from Alisson, where he ran out and misplayed the ball. It was like the center back, they couldn't I would say it was Allison's fault. But yes, the Allison blunders, Justin Bieber. Yeah. So
a lot has been Allison's fault the last few weeks.
What is going on with him? The last two matches, he's I mentioned this before, he's playing like Jordan Pickford. What's up with that?
Dude, what goalkeeper has Klopp not done this to? He's broken every Liverpool keeper.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, people were comparing him to Loris Karius. Judd on the bench just mentioned. Jamie Vardy, air guitar on the corner flag. How we feeling about that?
Am I the only person who sees Jamie Vardy and thinks, is this guy related to Conor McGregor? I was going to say Gregor McConnor. Conor McGregor, there's something weird about that.
Look, just Jermaine Delph, Burnsley.
I think he's related to Jermaine Delph.
Look, I think the more you watch this show and you get to really know, this is like what it's like to hang out with Alexis for a long duration of time. His brain is just like, the things are in there.
I can't speak fast enough, so it's just jamming stuff together.
The things are in there, but it's just like, okay, let's just make a meatball of vocabulary. That's what he does.
Jacob Minkler said, bro, I'm a Newcastle fan. Watching Steve Bruce ball is the worst thing. And Colo Blanco put Gregor McConnor, which, by the way, I think Gregor McConnor would have won his last match. I'm just saying, his last bet. But there's something about Jamie Vardy where he does seem kind of timeless, doesn't he? He seems like an old school style player, but also very modern. I forgot who put it. He's got crackhead energy. I think it was Chad Bentley. This dude clearly is drinking too much Red Bull. He's clearly drinking too much Monster Energy drink.
When they won the Premier League, how old is Jamie Vardy? Jamie Vardy is
34, 35.
He's not that old. He's like 31, 32.
No. Let's
bing it.
Right now, Jamie Vardy. Right now,
Jamie Vardy. Yeah, not tomorrow.
He's 34 years old.
34.
Yeah, dog. He's insanely good. Still,
how is he that? Oh, but so the main thing is that I know that he.
Hold on. Can we get a round of applause for me for being right?
I thought he
was Gregor
like
McConnor 31. Is 34 years old.
I thought he was 31, 32, but no, I'm incorrect.
Brought to you by Microsoft Bing. the correct age.
What a weird description here. It says born is at age whatever, age 34. And then height, 5'10", same as Riyad Mahrez. What are you?
You know who put that in there? Riyad Mahrez. He's like, look, I'm telling you, I'm not that short. Jamie Vardy.
You've heard of him, right?
Right?
What is that? Bing is on one today. Bro.
Bing is making shit messy, dude. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to start problems, dog.
Oh my god. So
look up durian. Durian smells real bad, just like your mother. What, Bing?
What is this? I think it's Big Durian writing this.
Riyad Mahrez is on one. What if everything's compared to Riyad Mahrez? This building is 7 times taller than Riyad Mahrez. Why do I need to know that?
Okay, I guess. I mean, it's an interesting measuring system, but okay, I guess we're going to adopt it.
Did Riyad Mahrez pay for this? It's good promotion. You know?
But yes, when Leicester won the league, that was when people were talking about Jamie Vardy and the whole story of Sheffield Wednesday, and he was bagging groceries
Fleetwood
factory.
Town.
Yeah,
he played at Fleetwood Town and all that. Yeah,
yeah. So, but he got his shot really sort of late in life. I think it was like 27 when he like was starting playing for Leicester, which is like unheard
of. While you're talking, Crimson Pizza said Riyad Mahrez is no taller than 5'5". So now we're calling into question Bing's integrity, which is way off. Jed on the bench said same as Alexis. I will have you know, I am a very tall 5'10". In fact, whenever I audition, I always say I'm 5'10" and a half, and I wink, and it hasn't got me anything yet, but I like to think that they remember me.
Okay, but and then you play the little ping sound on your phone when you wink.
And then I say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm getting a message from Bing that I am as tall as Riyad Mahrez production company.
Okay. All right.
Christian, just because Chad Bentley is saying that they doubt this, you're Christian, you're what, 6'1"?
I'm 6'1", yeah.
Yeah, how tall am I?
Yeah, you're 6 feet, right? I'm just under
5'6". I'm pretty close to 5'11". I haven't hit it yet. And also, don't forget, everyone, I got a massive noggin, which helps.
Okay, yeah, yeah. When he got his pompadour, he's doing great with height.
Robert from LA said, good news for Vardy is that the 8th Division of English Football doesn't do drug testing. Yeah, he's come out and said that he's glad that there wasn't that much people looking and watching him when he was at that level. Because he's making a lot of mistakes. He's cleared all that up. So we know.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Now he's just hopped up on Four Locos. He's doing fine.
Huh? Yeah. That dude's crushing Red Bulls when people are turned around, when the ball's in the defense.
Oh, what is it? White claws are legal now?
Truly, he pops one open. This is a shame. Slams. Where are you keeping those? Are you boofing?
White claws? Y'all gotta frame the Cooligans photos better. Christian looks 6'7 to 6'8.
That's just because I'm fat and he's skinny, though. He's always gonna look so much taller. It's so annoying to me. You know, if whoever has taken photos of us in the past, if they had like a full studio, like my wife is a photographer, if she had a full studio, they would actually make me stand on an apple box and Christian to even us out, or they would make Christian take like a step or two forward. Just to make the difference less stark.
So let's talk a little bit about Champions League. Obviously, there were matches yesterday. If everybody, thank you if you're here.
If you're one of the 250,000 people that watched.
Just insane. Watch along with us yesterday. Thank you so much.
We should have done one today, dude. You know?
Just keep it going.
Just doubled up.
We have obviously Barcelona obviously got demolished by PSG.
Also today there were matches. Juve lost. Dortmund won.
We predicted Juve was gonna win. You thought Dortmund was gonna win. I thought they were gonna lose.
I did say Dortmund. I at least was half right. Cause boy was I wrong.
Yeah, but Dortmund won against Sevilla, which was a surprise to me.
Which if you're Juve. You spend all that money on Ronaldo for Champions League, right? You're not doing that to win the Scudetto. You know what I mean? No offense, but they do that all the time.
And they're not going to win it.
They're not going to, yeah. Either. But you do all that. I mean, you would forgive them for not winning Serie A if they won Champions League,
totally.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. But the I wanted to...
Hold on. Justin Freeberg said Mbappe put dust in his back pocket. I don't think so. You're going to get burned by Mbappe. There's no one in the league, maybe Davies, maybe... that could keep up with Mbappe. You're going to get burned. The only time Mbappe scored an easy goal was when Dest was out of the match.
Okay, fair point. But this video has been going viral. The Gerard Pique screaming.
They're saying that this photo of him running, because Mbappe looks perfect in that run pose.
Yeah.
That should be that his Jordan brand.
Yeah. I have seen that.
I agree. That should be his jump man. Dude, it looks amazing.
Oh, speaking of, let me I'll bring up that photo if you haven't seen it. That people have been, this was what, Football Joe? We retweeted it earlier today. These are pretty dope. Yeah.
While you're saying that, Andrew Ochap said Pirlo played Weston on the outside, never got the ball, and then Morata comes in and he's in the center. Dude, it was a real, real shame that Weston McKennie wasn't playing central where he's at his best.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if you take away the Pique pulling the shirt, which is obviously the funniest part, if you take that away, that right there should be Mbappe's jump man.
This is pretty iconic. I mean, this is pretty.
It really is. It's also the perfect stride.
He's, that's how just stupidly fast he is. Once he gets like on the break, you have a feeling, even as a viewer, you're like, oh, nobody's going to catch up to this young man. Okay.
But you know, what I love about it is like absolutely wildly fast, but yo. The intelligence behind where that speed goes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, the curler that he sent in. I mean, the dude is, you know, when I'm playing against him in FIFA, I'm like, there's no way. This is not real. This no human being is this good. This game is cheating. And then you watch him play, and I'm like, oh, I see.
Oh, yeah.
I think
I'm glad they toned him down a little bit for the game.
The FIFA rating seems to be quite accurate. Okay, I get
Judd on the bench said, dude is only 22, which is so scary. And we should also talk about Erling Haaland, who's also a child and also a ridiculous. But Edward Raymond Moon said, we'll be nice to see him next year. Are you a Real Madrid fan? Because if I remember correctly, you're a Liverpool fan. And, bruh, he ain't going to Liverpool.
Hard as Rock 42, thank you for the follow. Appreciate it very much. But yes, let's play this video that's been going viral of Gerard Pique losing his mind, getting upset at his teammates.
You know, this is the one thing that, because there's no fans, mm-hmm. we get to hear the players talk. And, you know, when I was young and I played soccer or any sport, I was very quiet because I never really saw the players communicating with each other. Mm-hmm. So I just assumed you played sports quietly, right? And managers would always be like, go, coño, you know, communicate. So now we get to hear what that communication is. And Christian and I will translate this for you.
Okay. Well, just a quick thing. Jacob Mickler asked, have you guys ever been to a game? I assume a Premier League game, if you're asking.
Yeah, of course. I've been to Emirates, bruh.
I have not. In Europe, I've only been to a Bundesliga. We went to Germany.
Went to a couple of Bundesliga matches.
We went
really
to
cool.
two Bundesliga matches.
I also went to a match at Camp Nou, but it wasn't a La Liga match. It was like a charity thing.
Okay,
because I was there during the off season.
Okay, yeah. So let's play this this video. This is Gerard Pique.
I would like to say this is also a distress call.
I mean, it's obviously in Spanish, so the people.
But you can see what it says above it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. All right, that's pretty much it. Okay, so the best, just a quick translation, if everybody didn't get it. You saw the captions on the tweet. And I'll say this, because this is where things get a little bit lost in translation. You know, people are saying basically captioning it like, let's keep the effing ball longer or whatever. And that's like, you're being very generous with what Pique is saying. He's talking about...
don't you dare let them come near us anymore.
He's literally being like, yo, the reason we're not keeping possession is because your damn mother is ruined you. You know what I mean? He's being quite specific, and people are they're taking the general tone of what he is saying, which is...
They're taking creative license with the translation.
I wouldn't say that it is incorrect, but it's slightly inaccurate. It doesn't capture how angry he genuinely is with his teammates. So pretty incredible nonetheless. I mean, this has been an interesting part of the just the lockdown, just, no fans, and like that we get to hear people like this.
But Robert from LA said it's passion. Is it? I think it's the intensity of the competition. I don't know if passion is the right word. It's definitely the intensity of the competition. And I think, forget the words used.
It is fear. That's what I heard. What
is forget the words used. It's the sentiment. And the sentiment is, please, if they are don't have possession near us, we can't mess up anymore. But I also understand the idea of, like, could you stop trying to attack so quickly and hold possession like we're supposed to? Because we're dying out here.
Yeah.
I get that.
I also love...
I think Griezmann came out looking worse than this.
I love Antoine Griezmann because he is French, but he has a very...
He was at Atletico for forever.
Yes, his Spanish is... He does a cool thing. He does it... we saw it at the World Cup with Paul Pogba, where Paul Pogba loves to do others... Paul Pogba speaks like 8 languages, but he likes to do accents from the particular country, so he can do like a Colombian accent and an Argentinian one, and Griezmann kind of does the same thing. It's pretty funny. But I love Griezmann here. He's saying, no me grites, right? He's just literally telling him, like,
stop screaming.
Like,
at me.
The caption is here saying, you know, like, don't yell at me, mother effer. But that's not the tone at all. He was literally like, please, can you stop? Like, you're embarrassing me in front of like all my friends.
But he was saying, like, you yelling at me isn't helping. It's like that tone. And then Pique goes, we're running like crazy. And he goes, I'm running like crazy too. You know? It's such a striker.
There wasn't any like confidence in his rebuttal. It was literally
Griezmann comes out looking worse than this because there's no he has no sentiment towards his defenders. Like when you're, and what I love about this is when you're a team, you're like, you're starting to see like, here's what the plan was, you know, like it's cool to see a defenders go like, dude, you guys got to do something. You guys got to pass around a little more, hold it in the midfield. You got to give us a bit of a break.
Yeah.
Like it's cool to see that bend, don't break kind of thing happening. You could see it in full time. Cause what happens after this is they get destroyed. Right.
But this is when, as soon as I saw this, I'm like, oh, the collapse is coming. Right.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like someone from the Roman Empire looking over like a balcony going, I think we're going to last forever. It's like that. You know what I mean?
This was, yeah, I mean, but Pique just, again, this season, the last couple of years, after this video has been going around, people are generally like, yo, Pique is done. He is. I mean, look,
Pique's washed. He's washed. The at this level?
The image of him, yo, bro.
That's got to be the end of your career, right?
Yo, bro, when are you joining FC Cincinnati? Sign quickly, bro.
Have you heard anything nice about HFX Wanderers in the Canadian Premier League? You want to play with Jermaine Delph?
Okay, I think we can make room for you on the roster. Look, there's going to be a lot of competition, but look, if you really grind it out, I think there's a possibility, all right?
You want something that's more than a club. What about playing for an energy drink in the name of New York Red Bulls? Robert from LA said, the real question we should be asking is, how does PSG crep the bed in the second leg? Which is the most intriguing part of all of this, is that they've been here before and they've messed it up.
Yeah, I cannot. So it looks like Neymar's obviously missing this the second leg as well.
Yeah, because he's got a salsa dance at his sister's birthday.
He has a party to go to.
Dog, don't you ruin his social calendar. If Christian could be late for our show, Neymar could take off for his big show.
Colobanco's saying, but that was Barca in their prime. That's a good point. There's no way they're coming back. There's not even how are they? Who is going to step up? They don't even have the roster. They don't even have anybody that.
There's no move you can make.
There's nothing. Yeah. It's just like, okay, let's look at the calendar. Look at the calendar. Schedule an L right on there, and just being like, we know what we're going for.
Koeman is like, let's just send the kids. You know, let's send the academy.
Okay, Puig. Pedri, okay.
Oh. De La Fuente, you pick whatever position you
want. Where do you want to play, okay? Have fun. It's a Champions League buffet, okay?
Yeah. Get out there, buddy. You do what you want. You switch positions during the match. I don't care. Who wants to play keeper? Okay. We got to flip a coin. But I honestly think more than, that's Barca in their prime, and yeah, Barca doesn't have their players, but do we trust PSG to not capitulate like they always tend to do in these positions?
No, bro. I think
Pochettino has changed that club.
Keep the same lineup. Mbappe has another good game. There's no way. I mean,
Andrew Ochev said Conrad hat trick to win. Imagine Conrad De La Fuente is just like, just stunting on him. Aww.
Just like reveals the eagle tattoo on his chest after the hat trick. Like, wow.
Damn, it's a Conrad for president. Yo, mio.
Okay. He has hashtag end student debt. Wow.
Yeah.
He's really on.
Storm the capital of .. France. Oh, okay. Okay, all right, cool.
Oh, man. So, I mean, if anybody thinks that's a possibility, you know, best of luck to you.
Please let us know. Yeah, yeah. Let us know in the chat. And also, did you buy Dogecoin?
just insane. The other, anything from the other match? Liverpool played RB Leipzig, and they won that one. Tyler Adams didn't have the greatest showing, but I said this on the watch along. I was just generally frustrated with the defensive mistakes that RB Leipzig made are just inexcusable, unforgivable. Jermaine Delph, you can't do it.
He's too good. Yeah,
you can't let him have any chances.
I think the most important question to ask here is: does this mean Liverpool's back? Does this turn them around in the domestic league?
Nah, man, just a Bundesliga team. That's it. Nothing to brag about.
I don't know. This might give them confidence. Mohamed Salah, but he's Mohamed Salah is the leader now, right? For goals in Premier League.
Faiz, thank you so much for the follow.
Thank you so much. Thank you everyone who followed that we haven't mentioned because we've been too busy yelling at each other. But I think Jermaine Delph is a Canadian Premier League legend and Alexis's favorite player. Thank you for adding that to Streamlabs. If you put exclamation point Delph, that's what Streamlabs is going to say. Damn it. You know, everything is about me messing up. I think this does give Liverpool an opportunity to sort of, you know, quote unquote, be back. You know what I mean? It gives them an opportunity to say like, yo, let's build off this. Because you saw Klopp like crying at the end of that match. And they go, is this conceding the Premier League? And he was like, took like a good 17 second pause. And he goes, yeah, I think so. You know?
Yeah.
I think this is, it's kind of sad. That's not how I want to see Klopp go down. If you look back, that means if Liverpool collapsed at this point, they won it once, which is still a big deal, right? Arsenal hasn't won in a long time. Everton's, I don't think, ever won the league. So, I mean, it's still a huge deal. I'm not saying it's not, but I think them going out this badly, them playing this badly right now, I think this could diminish Klopp's sort of bit of a legacy that he had going for himself.
Legacy this, I don't care. Like, it's fine.
Okay, yeah, no, we definitely don't have a conversation show about this.
I'm like, whatever, Klopp is fine. It's just like all this legacy stuff. He has a great team. They play well. This year, it's not the year for them. They have so many injuries.
It's really just the defenders. They're a backline away from being the best team in the league.
They won Champions League. They won the Club World Cup. They're doing fine, okay?
But are they going to win the Klopp World Cup? I mean, that's the important question.
The World Klopp, okay.
Well, the FIFA World Klopp. Y'all brand everything.
Oh, man.
Justin Freeberg said that's how Alexis reacts when he sees a beautiful piece. I'm like, yeah, I do want it.
The one other thing I had here, showing up on Twitter a little bit. This is related to Juve. There was a Snickers ad. Did people see this on Twitter?
I haven't seen it.
There was a Snickers ad for that Juve players were a part of, like all the young Juve players.
And we know how Snickers ads are, right? Like it'll be like, somebody walks out. There's like a football game, and then all of a sudden, like Betty White walks out.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, eat a Snickers. You act weird when you're hungry. He eats it, and then it becomes a coach again. So taking a bite of Snickers will change you back to what you're supposed to be.
Correct. And the Borussia Ronaldo Young. You know what I mean? Whatever. Ronaldo's in it as well. So Weston McKennie's in it, and this is the ad. It's obviously just 15 seconds.
Oh, who's that? Fatty uno Snickers.
Weston McKennie coming through in the
Juve basketball.
It's an odd looking. The optics are not great because the black they're like the American black dude.
Basketball. Yeah,
basketball. You're doing the wrong thing. Yeah. You're doing the wrong American thing.
They're like, how do we make the car bounce? For you, would you be comfortable in the bouncing car? You know, worst.
It's just the lack of effort, and we see this all the time in marketing and advertisements, and because they usually for the most part, most of all of advertising is that they hire comedians or comedy writers or something like that, and it's just like
a comedy writer will be staffed at an ad agency,
correct,
and they'll come up with it, you know,
yeah. And the fact that this was the best that they could, of what scenario can we put Weston McKennie? They could have literally done anything.
Here's why this is also a problem, because it's Italy.
Yeah, that's just, it's not looking good for the branding right now.
We're getting the sensation that maybe they knew and they leaned in a little harder.
And look, we're not saying it is like we're offended or blah blah blah.
No, it's not
about that. It's not about cancel Juve or whatever. They got financial issues they got to worry about.
They want their debt canceled. Hey, the debt, they said that the N word. You should cancel it.
It's mainly the lack of creativity here. You know what I mean? Like, they could have done a little bit better. That's all we're saying.
They could have said, like, hey, maybe we don't lean into the stereotype just a little bit. You know?
but no.
And it's fine to use Weston McKennie. It's an American food. I get the whole thing. It's the basketball. You know, you can throw the kid in a hockey jersey. Y'all don't play any other sports. Cricket? Y'all don't play
fun,
cricket out there?
Really inclusive, you know? Highlight? Put him in a highlight. Give him a highlight stick. Yo.
You know what? If you're going to do it, then at least put the kid in a Knicks jersey. You know what I'm saying? A little something from home. You know?
Oh, anyway. So, all right, I think that's it, everybody.
Jed on the bench said, is that more cringy than the GQ shoot? No, GQ shoot, no, still
GQ
the cringiest.
GQ shoot definitely wins. All right, everybody.
Board Martin said, can you imagine what the other options they thought of were?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of times Europeans, like their view of what of who Americans are is just really based on music and television, especially black people, right?
Black Americans in particular. Yeah, it's like in Japan, if any black comic I know who's ever been to Japan, especially if they have braids or dreads, for some reason, when they land, people will point at them and go, NBA! NBA! Yeah. And he's like, all right, yeah. Well I thought I was coming here to escape that.
When I went to Japan, it's so wild how like homogenous it is. And it wasn't
it is Japanese and everyone else. Like that's it. That's the two. Yeah.
I took a photo of myself on the subway in Japan, and I took a selfie of myself, and I am a foot and a half taller than everyone on the train.
So according to the chat, I'm the same height as everyone there. The jerks.
Okay, I'm a full Riyad Mahrez. I'm literally above everybody. Okay.
Oh, how can we compete? These two Riyad Mahrezes.
So, but no one was like staring. Or, well, maybe a couple stares here and there. But that when you're in like Tokyo. And I would say Tokyo, that like there are like there are African people there, and so it's not like, oh,
it's much more multicultural city. Yeah.
And,
Tokyo
but,
also
and
has
not,
like a
not,
Koreatown,
not by
and a
lot, not by a lot. Just it's just
I'm
a
not
little,
saying
you
it's
know,
the UN.
They're not they're not shocked when they see when they saw me. You know.
Yeah. Thank you, Freddie. I like going for the subscription.
Thank you. Okay, yo, we haven't seen Nutmeg in a while. There he is. You know what?
Off the bed.
And
cool
we
floor.
Also, I apologize. We see his testicles. I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah.
You're getting that for free. I don't know.
yeah, Nutmeg is a nut, isn't it? Is it technically not?
I am so sorry. I don't think this goes against Twitch's standards and practices. I think we haven't broken any rule. but now... Tommy has gifted so many stuff that we have to keep staring at Nutmeg balls. I apologize.
Is there something we could do to just make him shift a little bit?
And it doesn't help that it's pulsing. Okay, he shifted.
There we go.
There he is. Okay.
Saved the stream.
Now you it's only peaking now. That you only see a little bit of it. Thank you for all the subs. I think we've reached the 10, if I'm not mistaken.
Did you fix the Furbo, or do you have to throw it again?
I did fix the Furbo. I believe that I refill it. I think there is some in there. Let me just toss it. Let's test it. We'll give him a treat so we can stop looking at his testicles. That's kind of crucial.
That'd be great.
Right now.
That'd be great. Ali Jack said, as an Englishman, I can confirm this is... this on all TV segments about Pulisic, there's always some stereotype. They're talking in the chat about whether Weston McKennie is overrated because he's an American, and it's about, you know, sort of attacking that or getting a chunk of that segment, the American market, if you will. And I think both players have played to a level where you can't claim that there's any, I mean, that's icing on the cake, whether you like it or not. The greatest American player, the greatest player that will ever come out of America until it's a fully realized market will always have that attached to them, that a benefit to having them on your team is the American market. So there's nothing you can do if you're Weston McKennie. Thank you so much for getting him to move.
Okay. I tossed him some treats. They're all there. I think they're just slightly off camera, but he is getting them. And now
there we go.
And we don't have to see his balls. So thank you. Thank
Formation
you.
Put in hands. I hope you're talking about after he got up.
Perfect timing. Thank you so much for gifting all those subs to everybody. You know what? The nuts are your fault. I mean, let's just put blame where it's due. Okay.
It's his nickname. You could call him Meg, or you can call him these nuts.
Oh man. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Prem Show here on Twitch. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Leave a review on the podcast if you have not.
And if you're listening to this podcast and you're wondering, like, man, that seemed like a lot of fun, I want to get in that chat. We're probably going to stick around for a few minutes after we're done recording this podcast. So come in here. You get a chance to, and you could have experienced what it was like to see me all alone on Twitch, really scared.
Freddie
eating Oreos.
Freddie just said, it's the Nutmeg GQ photo shoot. Yeah.
Yeah. Ben Weller said, I like this angle. I was trying to get Pulisic to do this.
Okay, you cut a hole in them jeans, bro. Yes, thank you so much for hanging out. We have a bunch of fun shows coming up on Fubo TV. Julian Gressel is going to be joining us. Andy Haynes will be on the show tomorrow.
Super funny comedian.
Yeah, and then subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel as well. That's where the full episodes of the TV show, that's where they live. You can subscribe to the Cooligans, youtube.com/soccercooligans, to subscribe to our channel, and that's where the full episodes of the Prem Show live. If you want to go back and see some old ones, or maybe you haven't seen the show before, that is where they go as well. And support the YouTube channel. That'd be dope too. A couple other things. Feel free to join Gully Squad. That is our supporters group. We have a really, really dope Slack channel. We give exclusive content there as well. So go to
Supreme Luis. Go ahead. You were saying?
I was going to say, just go shoutstous.com, or you can go to soccercooligans.com and you can join Gully Squad there as well.
Thank you, Edward Raven Moon 13, for following us an hour ago and now subscribing. You've enjoyed yourself so much. You've subscribed. Supreme Luis said, any news about Taylor T showing up on the show? Taylor T? Is he talking about the comedian Taylor Tomlinson?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. So the news is, yeah, dude, they were here right before you got on, actually.
Oh, wait, I think Taylor Twellman.
Oh, Taylor Twellman. That's yes. Right.
No updates.
Let's just say he has not at all responded to the DM. So we are twice.
But he followed us. So we're getting there.
But we're getting ghosted twice now.
Okay, we'll see. You know what? Tweet at him. Let him know. Tweet at Taylor Twellman. Okay.
Also, Akin Fenwa said he would do the show and hasn't responded either. So,
okay. Yeah.
Let him know.
Christian Pulisic. Also, Sir Alex Ferguson said he would do the show and he hasn't responded. What's up with him?
David Beckham has already done the show, actually.
That's right. We did get to talk to him. Okay. All right, everybody. Y'all are the absolute best. Thank you so much for hanging out. Always a great time. Everybody listen to the podcast. We appreciate you. Y'all are the absolute best. All right. With that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
I am Alexis Guerrero.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!